From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Nearly 100 people were killed by twin bombings at a rally in Turkey Saturday. At least 95 people died and more than 240 were injured when two bombs exploded at the peace rally in Ankara. As Dorian Jones reports, at least one of the bombs appeared to be a suicide attack, and the government is condemning what it calls terrorism.
The blast tore through the crowd, causing carnage. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey's civic society and pro-Kurdish groups, was calling for an end to fighting between Turkish security forces and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. No group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's bombings. But in July, the Islamic State was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing over 30 people. Following that attack, the PKK ended a ceasefire, accusing Turkish security forces of collusion, a charge also denied. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Syrian troops backed by Russian airstrikes seized control of a village in central Syria Saturday amid fierce clashes with rebels that were part of a ground offensive launched earlier this week. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement that Russian planes flew 64 sorties and targeted 54 sites, including command outposts in Aleppo and Idlib provinces. The offensive marked the first major air and ground assault since Moscow began its military campaign in Syria on September 30th. Russia insists its airstrikes are targeting the Islamic State. U.S. officials said it is targeting U.S.-backed rebels. This is VOA News. Authorities in Chad say at least 33 locals and Nigerian refugees were killed when as many as five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border. Police immediately linked the attacks in the town of Bagasola to Boko Haram Islamists. Police and hospital officials say at least 50 people were wounded in and near the town, located on the shores of Lake Chad. Chad is a leading contributor to a regional task force set up to fight Boko Haram, whose attacks have spread in recent years from northeastern Nigeria to Chad, Cameroon, and Niger. A Palestinian attacker stabbed three policemen just outside the Old City in East Jerusalem Saturday before being killed by police. Israeli authorities said one of the officers was seriously wounded and two others were moderately hurt. The stabbing occurred near where a Palestinian teenager stabbed two Israelis before police shot him dead earlier in the day. A wave of attacks has rocked Israel in recent days. They were started in East Jerusalem at a holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. U.S. President Barack Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the United States and 11 other countries promotes American values and protects American workers. The president said Saturday in his weekly address the deal will help eliminate high taxes on U.S. goods sold overseas.
It eliminates more than 18,000 of these taxes on American goods and services. And that way, we're boosting America's farmers, ranchers, manufacturers, and small business owners, make it easier for them to sell their products abroad.
The supporters of the pact say that it would boost trade and economic growth, but critics of the deal say it does too little to protect American jobs. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of people rallied Saturday in Germany against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, free trade accord being negotiated by the European Union and the United States. Germany's government has pushed the deal, saying it will boost the global economy and give smaller and mid-sized companies a better chance at competing on the world market. Opponents fear the pact will hand too much power to big multinationals at the expense of consumers and workers. And thousands of people waving flags, carrying signs, and listening to speeches and songs gathered on the National Mall here in Washington for the 20th anniversary of the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March. Attention has been focused on the relationship between African-American men and law enforcement in the wake of several high-profile incidents. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.